Does public comment even matter? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Earlier this month, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality approved a permit to allow Nestle to pump up to 400 gallons of groundwater a minute for its bottled water operations in West Michigan. As Michigan Radio first reported, the kicker in this particular case is that DEQ received more than 80,000 public comments opposing the new Nestle permit and only 75 supporting it. But the agency signed off on the permit anyway. That raised questions for some people, and Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick dug into that a little bit. Mainly, Sarah, what people want to know is, does public comment have any impact on the DEQ's decision-making?
So the DEQ's standard response to this question is that the agency has to follow the law and not public opinion. So if a permit application meets all the technical requirements, the agency must approve it, no matter how unpopular that decision may be. And this does make sense if you think about it. I mean, the DEQ is a regulatory agency, so it doesn't make rules, it just enforces them. They say we read and review all public comments, but only those that address legal or scientific aspects of a proposal are seriously considered. So in other words, you need to address some sort of technical deficiency in a particular permit.
And that's where environmental groups push back, especially in the Nestle case.
Yeah, they say that this stance conceals a couple of problems. They argue that since the DEQ usually considers proposals on an individual basis, they tend to overlook some of the larger cumulative impacts on the environment. And then that they tend to narrow the requirements so much that almost anything goes in a lot of cases. Jim Olson is president and legal advisor to the Traverse City group Flow, that's For Love of Water. He says DEQ is not as hemmed in legally as it claims to be.
There is significant discretion in both interpreting a statute and particularly in determining whether or not there is, quote, a reasonable basis, close quote, such as this case, to make a decision.
So Olson also suggests that in the Nestle case, the agency made some questionable internal decisions, like allowing Nestle to submit a monitoring plan and data after the permit decision was made.
What does the DEQ say about all this?
Well, DEQ Director of Communications Melanie Brown disagrees with that take on the Nestle permitting decision or any other.
We want to make sure that statutory elements are adhered to, but we also want to make sure that we provide the community enough opportunity, ample opportunity to be able to voice their concerns as well as to have a discussion with us about each of these permits.
Brown says the agency does want to hear from the public, but it also wants to help citizens understand some of the more technical aspects of the DEQ's decision making. So while this Nestle case is clearly a big deal, it's also worth keeping this withdrawal in perspective. If you look at the DEQ's own data, Nestle's permit pales in comparison to the amounts used by the agriculture industry. Agriculture accounts for the most groundwater withdrawals in the state by far.
So what does this Nestle controversy tell us overall?
Well, it tells us that clearly the decision on this Nestle permit hit a pretty raw nerve. The fact that such overwhelming public sentiment seemed to have no real impact on the decision-making processes of the DEQ was a wake-up call for a lot of people, I think. But at least for now, that's the lay of the land when it comes to the public's role in environmental rulemaking in Michigan.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.